Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
3 o'clock, Ted Johnson made it, snuck in just under the wire. Are you going to be cranky?
A little cranky.
Because when you come out of traffic, I'm always cranky.
Oh, just, you know, today, the city, I ask why. What? What do I get out of this, you know?
What did I do to deserve this? What did I do to you?
There's a lot of people sitting in traffic. I mean, I was like on a two-way kind of road there, and we were blocked. He's locked up going both ways. They looked just as miserable going the other way as I was going this way. And it's, you know, high prices, traffic. What is the city? You know, what do I get out of this relationship?
Great professional sports. Well, a job in a major market on a great historic radio station.
Great dinner last night.
Great dinner last night.
Teddy, okay. By the way.
Hey.
Thank you.
It was a good time.
It was a great time, absolutely.
It was a great time. Great Thank restaurant, you. Too, over at Tokachita.
Yeah, shout out that restaurant. And yes. Bob.
Your guy Bob.
Bob took care of us.
Bob's I'm going back.
Bob's new... New quesadillas, the barbecue chicken, and the
blackened chicken.
That's old school general manager right there, Bob. He gets to know his clients, and it makes you feel very at home. And we appreciate that, don't we?
Yes, we absolutely appreciate that. Great service, a couple good beers. Some are those tapas?
Those are tapas.
Those were good.
Yes.
Small plates.
A lot of small plates, but the empanadas.
I didn't have anything that was... like below par or anything. That was all tremendous.
That was a lot of fun. You know what? Thank you guys. Just bringing up
thank
last night's
you.
Dinner. All
gotta
of a
love, gotta love Ted too. Like, hey,
you
we'll
cheered
have,
him up.
We'll
nice
have one of everything.
Perspective, boys. Thank you. It's the little things that matter. You know,
plus, good, you also good food, bragged good at friends. Dinner that your commute is very consistent.
I
blame you for messing up your
son
commute.
Son of a bee. You know, it's on me for opening my big fat mouth.
Yep. Well, we're going to ask you to open your big fat mouth again because it's 3-point stance time.
319!
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pasternak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three!
Three!
And it is gone! A 3-run homer in the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
If you're watching on Twitch right now, there's a photo from last night, including now a zoomed-in shot of Stiz's shorts.
I look at Stiz and I think, you know, that's kind of like the bare minimum of what you would put on to go get the newspaper early in the morning.
I was going to say, it looks like he left his house in his boxers. That you could convince me he was at dinner in boxers last night.
That's, you know what? It's like, I hope no one sees me. I'm just going to go out there and grab the paper real quick and sneak back. That's
the boat shorts, baby.
Wait, can I ask that? He asked me when we were leaving work yesterday, should I change into my jean shorts? I feel like that would be a better look. Did I lead you astray?
Maybe.
No,
man.
You were fine.
Maybe.
I mean, we're all going to fail to measure up. Ted dresses a little fancier than us.
True.
his sartorial splendor. Although there's some questions in the Twitch chat, we won't get into your style.
Okay,
I love
a little
bit.
Ahead,
bring it on.
Stiz, it's not all about. And there's my middle school sneakers.
Yeah,
love those.
Ted likes to make fun of
Hokas.
Every color in the rainbow on those.
Those Hokas, just like every 80-year-old at Disney walking around.
I told you, I got sciatica. I need the cushioning. My sciatica. I need. And people claim that it also makes me a little bit taller.
There you go.
They give you a little extra foam.
Andy
there.
Can't ride the rides at Disney because he's too short.
Wait. Zoom up on the picture, then, Mr. Tall. No, not zoom in. Go up.
All those
Stiz
shoes
is
are
not
awesome.
That tall.
Stiz.
Are you even taller than me? I think you're shorter than me.
No, it's the angle of the picture.
Yeah, right. It's the angle of
Stiz
the picture.
Stiz is in the foreground, then Andy's behind him by a little bit.
Yeah, I'm taller than you. So you can stick your Disney ride jokes right up your keister. Dan Ball, it's time for 3 points.
It is time for the 3 point stance. This is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident or had anything to do with that photo, you got to get Glassman, and you can call all sevens at 617-777-7777. It is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. We have two hosts and myself who will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host will get 60 seconds or thereabouts to present their opening stance on their story of the day, after which we will open up for discussion. Ted, I know we talked about order off air yesterday.
Yep.
Do you want to go second or third today?
I'll go second.
All right.
I'll go second.
So our order today is Andy Hart, then Ted Johnson, then myself, Dan Ball. Andy, are you ready?
Absolutely. Bring it.
You clap twice, so that means you are ready for your 60 seconds, which start
ready,
now.
Go. So I've heard like sort of this bitching about the NBA finals. I know the commissioner was even dragged into it because two small markets, what's the interest going to be on sort of a national level? And I don't think it has anything to do with the markets. I think it's more about the teams and the star players that are or are not involved. And I think we're all sports simpletons. We want to root against, we've talked about this parity in the NBA. You want to root for or against LeBron and Steph Curry. I would even say Jason Tatum and the Celtics had elevated themselves to national prominence by going to the finals, winning the finals, winning a title. And now you have two upstart teams. And we say we like underdogs and we say we want those teams to come out of nowhere and have a shot like Ted Johnson's 2001 Patriots. That Super Bowl was not looked at as a good Super Bowl beforehand.
It was not.
It was an embarrassing Super Bowl with a 14-point favorite that was just going to roll through one team and like, yawn, we watched the Super Bowl, it's over, the Rams win again. That's what this is all about. You're lacking stars. You're lacking measuring sticks in these games. SGA can get there. I know he's the MVP, but if I asked my mother who SGA is, she'd go, what? Is that like a company? Is that an investment firm? I have no idea. He's not a superstar. She knows Steph Curry. She knows LeBron James. She knows Giannis. There's no superstars in the finals right now. There's no measuring sticks. And if there's a lack of interest, it's that reason that brings it. But I will say, last night was a good first step to injecting interest in the finals.
I thought it was as funny. What was SGA? You asked that to Stiz before he started working here. What is that, a band?
Right.
SGA, the
yeah.
band?
And that's, you know, that's what they're missing right now is those like aged superstars, established year in, year out competitors.
I'll tell you quickly, Dan, you know what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I have thoughts.
Classic. And they're thoughts that were marinating in traffic today.
Oh, yeah.
So they're cranky
big
thoughts.
They're even,
I got
they're
thoughts.
Even better. Before we get to that, Ted, I will turn to you and go, are you ready?
I'm ready, bub.
All right, your 60 seconds. Begin right now.
All right, so, you know, the Bruins finally, after 50 days from their last game of the season, they finally hired a head coach. And I have not heard many people really look at this hire of Marco Sturm for the Boston Bruins in a positive light. Except for my man Arcan last night, and he had a really good point as we were driving to dinner last night. I was listening to him, and he—if you just look at the resume, he just—if you every job you go on an interview that you have a resume, and you go, okay, what does this resume look like? If you just look at Marco Sturm's resume, 14 seasons he played in the NHL, 9 different teams, he represented Germany in three different Olympics: 98, 2002, 2010. Played in multiple world championships, junior championships. He's the head coach of Team Germany for 3 years where they unexpectedly won a silver medal in 2018 Olympics. He was the assistant coach for the LA Kings for 4 years, the head coach of the Ontario Reign, the AHL team, for 3 years and had a winning record. He played for the Bees for 6 years. He's a great communicator, a positive guy, a defensive guy. And just to kind of give you some comparison, the head coach for the Edmonton Oilers, Chris Knobloch, he was hired last year, a month into the season. He took that team to the Stanley Cup Finals the last 2 years. has the same trajectory as Marco Sturm. And so I say give this guy a chance. I don't understand why it's getting deadpan. And I would ask you this, because I was listening to you two, and maybe not Dan. I was listening to you the other day. Who would be a better choice for head coach? If it's not Marco Sturm, then who?
I can tell you that I have thoughts.
Okay, good.
Ooh.
Good.
Also, is Marco Sturm bringing Connor McDavid with him to Boston? Because that certainly helps.
Leon Draisaitl with him?
Draisaitl, too. Yep. That seems to help the resume of the coach of the Edmonton
Oilers.
Hold on,
dude. Dan's got to go. Just relax. See what it takes. It's Dan's turn.
All right, I'll get this out of the way quick. Stiz, may I have 60 seconds, please?
All right, Dan, your 60 seconds begins right now.
All right. Well, I brought up the Red Sox in my Who Won the Week, and I found one of the very short list of positives with the Red Sox in the last week. I thought Jaron Duran was. One of the negatives that I'm sick of watching and think something needs to be done about is Christian Campbell. I'm very excited about the player. I think Campbell, Anthony, and Meyer, I still have all the hope in the world that they will be the core of the next great Red Sox teams that we all talked about. He's lost right now. He's hitting 173 over his last 30 games. The swing just doesn't look right. It's short swings. He's barely making contact with balls in 3-1 counts, hitters counts, when he should be driving the ball like we saw at the beginning of the season. I point you to Jackson Holliday, son of Matt Holliday, who came up in his age 20 season last year, played 108 or hit .189 in 60 games, then was sent back down to AAA to get some seasoning, and now he's a .260 hitter at age 21. He's played 55 games. He's starting to recognize his potential that he has. I think there is no shame in sending Christian Campbell down for a couple of weeks, play him every single day at second base if that's the position he's going to play, get his swing right, then call him up with Roman Anthony and get him back on track to be one of the better hitters on the Red Sox, because I think he's still capable of that.
Mm-hmm. I have thoughts.
Uh-huh.
All right, we all have thoughts
like
about each other.
Yeah.
So let's go right back to the top. So Andy talked about the issue with the NBA Finals. The pejorative term has just been, well, it's market size. It's small market, so that's why people don't care.
Yeah.
Andy's argument was the lack of superstardom in the NBA Finals. You said you had thoughts. What are they?
Yeah, I don't know. I get that argument. A lot of people make that argument. It's lack of stars. But do you know what I like? You know, and I was fired up about this series. You know why? Because I think they're good teams. It's two good teams. It's high energy. Yeah, they might lack stars, but they have good basketball IQs. Both of these young, energetic teams that are fun to watch. So what they lack in star power, they make up in overall team chemistry and cohesion. And that's what makes it, to me, kind of a captivating, more interesting NBA Finals. Stylistically, they're not too dissimilar to each other. Very, very offensive-minded. They don't have, like, this set kind of philosophy that you got to shoot a bunch of three. It's like, you know, if the ball moves around and you drive to the basket, play aggressive, both ends of the court. So, to me, it's two really good teams playing basketball as opposed to just a team with star power where the stars do all the work. No, this is – if you watch that last play that Halliburton on that the shot that he took, the sequence that preceded that was a great rebound by Aaron Nesmith, mm-hmm. who outlets the ball quickly to Pascal Siakam, who then passes it to, I think, Toppin, who then quickly gets it to Halliburton, who doesn't, you know – futz around with the ball. He finds an open space
that was
for the
futz,
pull-up
just to be
and hits the shot. It was really, you could just tell they were well coached.
Yep.
They executed. There was no hesitation. And the way you watch the Indiana Pacers kind of play, it's like they all are working hard to get, if it comes down to the last shot, the ball to Halliburton so that he can win. There's no ego, team game. Both sides of the ball, and or both teams, I would say. So to me, that makes it a more compelling, interesting NBA Finals than just watching a bunch of superstars.
Yeah, I would agree. Now, there's a couple things that I think, you know, we carry a certain perspective as Celtics fans, Celtics onlookers, people that watch every Celtics game and overanalyze it. Like, if the Pacers hadn't won, we'd be saying, didn't they turn the ball over 20 times? You know what I mean? Like, the end result kind of overshadows, kind of like our Red Sox discussion the other day. The end result overshadows some of their issues. Carlisle, I think, is a great coach. I think he is a veteran, proven, great coach.
And
I think
the right coach for that group.
And
younger group, veteran coach.
Yes. And the other part is the tempo. I love the tempo. And we keep going back to it. The whole Jason Tatum walk the ball up the court thing is infuriating.
ISO
even when they
three.
Score,
no. Yeah,
it's not fun. Like, does anybody in the arena really want to say, yeah, you take an extra 5 seconds? I know these other teams do pass, pass, pass. They're over midcourt. They're already into their offense. But you waste my – I'm going to check my phone. What, you let me know when you get to the three-point line on the other side. Like, it's not fun. It's not entertaining. And their job isn't always to entertain. It's to win. Like, I know, I get that. There's a difference. We want entertainment. They want winning. And there's a balance there. But I do think the end result does sway the way we feel about this game. We would be circling if we were in Indiana and they had lost. We're absolutely circling the number of turnovers they had.
Absolutely.
And not saying they're a great team and they're playing great fun basketball. Yeah, they won the game. That's why they're playing fun basketball.
I also think it's fascinating because you guys, I think, are looking at this series from the two very different ways that people look at basketball. I think, Ted, you're looking at it from the top 5-10% of basketball fan, like a fanatic. I watch every single play. I understand the X's and O's. And I think there's a ton about this series that for a true X's and O's basketball fan, you love. And that's separate from the market, separate from the stars, just two good teams that work hard. That have good steam or have good schemes. I think what you're bringing up is why people are a little worried about just the popularity of basketball and why we talked about the NBA All-Star game being broken. And so it's kind of an interesting look at how people feel on both sides of the spectrum just about the sport right now.
Yep.
Do you guys think coaching matters in the NBA? Like,
yes.
How about coaching in the playoffs?
Yes.
You know, I would tend to agree. A lot of people don't think it's about the players and in the stars, and it's like it is. But I just think there is opportunities where a coach can be the difference in a win or loss, which thus can maybe impact whether or not you move on to the next year.
Ironically, but, Joe Mazzulla was the one who kept bringing the margins. Remember,
he
margins. Well, I think the coaches can help in the margins. It's a little like Alex Cora in all these one-run losses. It's like. You really only need one little thing to change, and you could win some of these games.
That's right.
I think the playoffs are like that in basketball.
And so Rick Carlisle, there was a timeout before, you know, OKC, they're up one, they have the ball, and they need to shoot the ball. They got one more shot before Indiana can get the last possession. And in that timeout, I mean, Carlisle, he had them so ready. They had a timeout, and they didn't call it. They said, we're not calling the timeout. Get the rebound, get the ball, get it to Halliburton, and go. And it was such a flawless executed kind of sequence of plays. And you just go, man, that's a damn good coach. And, you know, you had on the email chain this morning, you know, we were kind of looking at maybe some of the teams that were the most unexpected champions.
Yeah.
One of the teams on that list is the 2010-2011 Dallas Mavericks. You know who the head coach was for that team?
Rick Carlisle.
Ooh,
so gets more from less, baby.
I think he does. I think he's an excellent, excellent coach who gets the most out of his players. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Speaking of coaching, do we want to quickly hit on the Marco Sturm conversation before we step
Give
aside?
Give me your thoughts. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
I agree on – I really like his resume. I think that – and I made this point with Andy yesterday that I think this is a lot more than just you're giving a former Bruin the job. He coached at the national level, then an assistant coach, then an AHL head coach, now an NHL head coach. For a first-time coach, that's exactly the trajectory that you want. And he was successful at those levels, which I love. My main issue with this hiring when it was made is just what it symbolizes. You now have a former Bruin reporting to a former Bruin reporting to a former Bruin. I see no outside thinking. I see no sense of ingenuity with building the roster. I just see no outside perspectives on how to properly put together a successful franchise in the current day NHL with the way that the Bruins are set up right now. And their issues go far beyond the coach. So I was hoping for some new blood and somebody outside of the Bruins
Bruin
alumni group chat with this hire.
And
that's
one of the comments, they even kind of said that in the Sweeney comment in the release was something to the effect like, he'll continue our defensive
structure.
And I'm
which
like,
has worked so well.
Yeah, and just the whole continue idea, it just leads to more and more of us on the outside believing, and this is a disrespectful term, but like he's just kind of a puppet for the front office.
Isn't that a Boston thing? Like, Patriots have done, you know, the Celtics have kind of done it that way.
Oh, because there's...
I mean, you got the Red Sox with Vertek still, you know.
There's truth to it. We like...
I mean, all of the local teams kind of have a similar kind of way in which they operate. They like bringing back the past.
And there's value to understanding the market that you're in. Like, only a Boston athlete, and as I'm speaking to one, will understand the media and the fans and the kind of 24/7 attention that you get. So, there, to your point, there is value to
but
that.
But I think that is done in more places than maybe you're giving credit for that reason. Like, you have an understanding of, it happens a lot in college football.
Yeah.
You head coaches are brought back that were former players or assistant coaches, one or the other. They have a knowledge of that fan base, the boosters, the school, the world that you play in. So I do think it happens. Now, maybe we do it more here in Boston at the pro level than some other places do.
Yep.
And to mixed results or sometimes mixed results. Actually, to some bad results lately. Like, Gerard Mayo would be in that category. It's like, ooh, Gerard Mayo. And then, like, ooh.
I saw that comparison on Twitter for Sturm. Made my skin
crawl.
Oh,
did you really? It's not even close.
I know. I know.
The resume is not even
close. That's an unfair comparison.
Real quick, before we step aside,
yeah.
Who would you have liked them to have hired?
Out of those.
Or at least a profile. What would the profile of coach you would want them to
I'll
hire?
Give you one of the finalists. Out of the finalists, I thought Jay Woodcroft had a better resume and would bring an outside perspective. Ironically enough, he's the one that was fired to get Chris Knobloch the job in Edmonton, took the Oilers as an interim to the second round, lost to the cup or to the conference championship, lost to the cup champion, went to the second round, lost to the cup champion. Tough start to the season, and I fully recognize that, but I just wanted something different. New blood, new perspective, somebody that's seen things in other markets with a team that is right back in the Stanley Cup final again, in this case in Edmonton. I just that would have excited me more. But out of the finalists, I didn't really love any of them all that much.
Gotcha. I'll tell you what I'm excited about. Monday. This show will be at Gillette Stadium, 2-6, post-practice from mandatory minicamp. Up next, we're going to talk about what we want to see down in Foxborough on Monday. The players, the coaches, the energy, whatever it may be. A little preview of mandatory minicamp up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But, again, double duty, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Red Sox open up a three-game series against the Yankees in the Bronx tonight. First pitch of Game 1 is set for 7:05. It is Walker Buehler against Will Warren on the mound. You can listen to tonight's game on WEEI-FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with our guy Joe Weil is tonight at 6:05, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. In the NBA, the Pacers beat the Thunder 111-110 to take a 1-0 series lead in the NBA Finals. Tyrese Halliburton hit the game-winning shot with 0.3 seconds remaining in the game. It was Halliburton's fourth game-tying or go-ahead field goal in the final 5 seconds of a game this postseason. Game 2 is set for Sunday night at 8 p.m. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals between the Oilers and Panthers is set for tonight. Puck drop is at 8 p.m. in Edmonton. The Oilers lead that series 1-0. The Patriots return to the field for a mandatory minicamp on Monday. The camp will run from June 9th through the 11th of next week. And from around the league yesterday, the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers agreed to a 1-year contract, and the Ravens and wide receiver Rashad Bateman agreed to a 3-year, $36.75 million contract extension that includes $20 million guaranteed. The lobster rolls are back at the Nines. Visit your local 99 today and try their famous colossal lobster rolls, 100% North Atlantic lobster piled high on grilled brioche, served hot buttered or with just the right amount of mayo and celery with fries and coleslaw on the side. You gotta love the Nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
The impact Josh McDaniels is going to have on Drake May.
The ability to exploit the middle of the field and the intermediate, the biggest thing that he was mentioning. Because as Sims pointed out, he was terrific down the field and he threw a lot of checkdowns, but the middle of the field and his accuracy there was not great. And a lot of that might be tied to the fact that really DeMario Douglas is the only player who could make himself available at the second level. So what can Josh do with a guy like, it's premature, I don't care, Efton Chisholm.
Premature Chisholm. He said it, not me. He said it. Tom Curran with us yesterday.
And now we're just going to have to hear it for the rest of the offseason.
I didn't get that. Dan's like saying it without saying it. And I told you guys, I'm the guy in the movie theater that when something funny happens, everyone dies down their laughter, and then I laugh right
you
after
get
that.
It.
I get it like 3 seconds after everyone else.
Sometimes that's contagious, and it makes everybody else laugh again. You get a second laugh out of it. Hopefully we're not laughing on the practice field on Monday at Gillette Stadium.
I'm excited to see the guys.
I am very excited because this has the biggest challenge for me, or one of the challenges for me doing this job now compared to my past experiences, was trusting my own eyes in terms of Patriots coverage, because I was always there watching OTAs, watching practices. I had my own opinions. I didn't have to rely on anybody else's eyeballs. And I have felt a little bit like I'm walking the high wire without a net this spring, because it's like you got to trust reports out of Phil Perry and Tom Curran and Mike Reese and Mark Daniels and Andrew Callahan, all those guys. And I don't like trusting other people's eyes.
Yes, yes.
So I am so excited to get down there. But if I asked you guys just one thing, the one biggest thing you want to see, can be a person, can be a coach, can be a drill, can be a position group, because I'll tell you mine. It's what Tom Curran just said. Efton Chisholm. I need to see with my own eyes.
This is now your offseason crusade.
Well, no, I just, if 71% of Patriots fans or 74% already believe he's going to make the, they expect him to make the roster on opening day. So they are being swayed because they haven't seen him yet. So they're being swayed by everything they read and hear from the Phil Perrys and the Tom Currans and everybody else of the world. I need to see with my own eyes. Is this guy just the next TJ Moe? One of these white slot receivers that everybody fell in love with in the summer. Remember him?
No.
Yeah, he was one of them. He's a right-wing political whack job on Twitter if you want to follow him or something.
Was he involved yesterday?
No, I don't think he was involved yesterday, he's out there. Or is he legitimately a developmental, you know, Julian Edelman type or Danny Amendola who could do a little something and prove himself? Because I feel like I'm going to have an opinion pretty quickly and pretty strongly. You guys know me. I feel like I'm going to see a couple drills and I'm going to be like, this is the guy that everybody's all excited about. Or I might say, oh, yeah, he's got quick feet. He can do this job down there.
Yeah. So you'll know within the first hour.
Absolutely. 100%. He is the guy that I want to see and have an opinion on.
Oh, well, I want to ask you about Efton Chisholm and just the conversation around it, because you're hearing the same bluster that's coming from fans and reporters alike.
Yep. So I am, without seeing him, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I play with guys that are just good football players. Mm-hmm. They weren't drafted high. I am not a Look, I love the game of football. I love particularly because usually at this level, there's politics can play into some things, right? I'm not naive, but for the most part, if you produce, you're gonna make the team.
Yeah.
Regardless of the immeasurables, regardless of your draft status, regardless of where you came from, if you're there with other pros and you're standing out amongst other pros, not just one day, but the second day and the third day, then you know what? You have my respect because I know how hard it is. So I'm giving this guy the benefit of the doubt. He was highly productive in college. Oh, Ted, he played at a small school. And okay, so what? A lot of guys come from small schools. But Ted, you know, this wide receiver group is, you know, he's not that big. Yeah, okay. Have you ever seen Wes Welker? Have you ever seen one of the toughest covers I ever had was Wayne Corbett for the Jets. Small guy. So heart is, you know, the heart of a player is so it gets to me. There's a place for that player in the football, and so I think there's a truth to a lot of what he's saying. I can imagine. My guess is what is the most value thing for this quarterback, one of the most, not only is it the running game and have a good offensive line, but it's also to have fast options.
Mm-hmm.
Guys that get open fast and that, you know, where he doesn't have to hold the ball and wait for him to get open. If you can get open fast, then you're going to be this quarterback's best friend. And I think this is a guy, 4.7 speed, who cares how fast he runs straight? Is he quick and can he get open fast so that the quarterback can get the ball out of his hands? And my guess is yes. And so my feeling is, just based on not seeing him at all I've heard, is that he will have a role on this team when we start the season.
So Teddy's voting at the with the 74%.
No doubt. I'm a big fan of the slot receiver, though. And Josh McDaniels now being the offensive coordinator, I know how he sees that position.
Yes.
He values that quarterback slot receiver kind of partnership, I think, more than most offensive coordinators do in the league.
And I think that's playing into the coverage and the popularity and the fans. Like, they know Josh McDaniels' history here with this offense, and they know the value of that slot receiver for so long in New England, varied guys through there. I think that's why people are willing or more open to the idea, like, this guy could have a shot here. And by the way, maybe that's why he's here. I haven't done a lot of like research as to why he chose to sign here necessarily. Yeah. He may have seen that and been like, Josh McDaniels seems to like guys like me, so maybe I'll go to New England.
That's a great, really good point, because I mean, he had a lot of offers.
Oh yeah.
So that's interesting. I have my, do you want to go, what you're most looking forward
to,
Dan?
Yeah. I mean, mine's not too overly complex. It has to do with Drake May, but it's not necessarily the performance. It's the deployment and the communication. I want to see how Drake May is interacting with Josh McDaniels. I want to see how he's interacting with his offense. And I just want to kind of get a gauge for how far along are we in the offensive install, and how much more work does it seem like we need to have? Because one of the biggest keys for me for this entire thing working, we can talk about Efton Chisholm, we can talk about Drake May and his bag of drugs, we can talk about all that. If Drake May can't operate the offense and communicate effectively with Josh McDaniels in his pretty complex way of operating an offense, none of this really means that much. So I want to see how far along they are with that and see if Drake's becoming accustomed and kind of getting more comfortable with it. I'd love to see that being the case.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably my 1B to what the thing I'm really that's just gonna I'm gonna try and take in when we get there on Monday and really just observe is, what is the overall energy and compete level of the minicamp?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see some one-on-ones, you know, with the receivers and the DBs, you know, maybe not one-on-one pass rush. They're not in pads. It's not. But what's the compete level in those periods? What's the compete level in the 7-on-7? What's the compete level in team? I'm just curious. What's the are guys running from drill to drill? That to me, the biggest thing for what I look for that gives you a barometer on whether or not a team is going to be successful is my feeling and sense of what is the overall buy-in for that team. Are they bought into what Mike is selling? And I want to see what the buy-in level is when we go there Monday, and if I see high compete level energy throughout the entire practice, guys really focused, that will tell me that they are bought into what Mike is selling. Because if the guys don't buy what the head coach is selling, you don't have a chance.
And that's been questioned by some, not just the Stephon Diggs boat videos, different things, but the it got kind of buried, but the Carlton Davis thing, like, wait, another one of your big offseason additions is jet skiing while everybody else is doing OTAs. Not that it's not his right, because he's a veteran NFL player. It's voluntary. It's his right. But when you pair those things together, you're like, okay, so you're what's supposed to be your best receiver and what's supposed to be your second best corner and the guy who makes this defense maybe really good by playing opposite Christian Gonzalez and really doubling up at that position isn't here. There's just that little like, huh, why is that way? They're not really. And we all have the history of the stories of like Brady and Rodney Harrison and these guys competing to work out and be here first and all that crap.
But you say all that crap.
But I didn't mean it that way.
Okay, all that crap.
All that important season defining crap.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the little stuff that I want to see. That's important to
me. Right. It is important.
Is the jawing. Is I mean, I would love to see, you know, Drake May jawing and talking smack to some of the DBs.
Christian Gonzalez. If you give me Christian Gonzalez, he's a little quiet, so I don't know if it'll happen. But him jawing with Drake May would be a great sign.
It shows that they're fully invested.
Well, and it used to be the guy who's now your coach, Mike Vrabel, jawing with Tom Brady. I can tell you, I saw that a million times.
And what did you think of that?
Loved it.
It was insane.
Loved it. And you get guys from the sideline yelling. You'd get other people, you know, people that are subbing in and out screaming.
I'd been a seven-year NFL vet. And when Brady starts taking over, and then Roddy's MFing, and there you go. And I was like, I've never seen this in all my years. It was incredible. And it just, my feeling is that some of that DNA that Mike, you know, has as a player is going to be rub off on some of his guys, at least on defense. I'm not sure about the offense. And that hopefully the iron sharpens iron kind of thing is that deep. Because the feeling is the defense is going to be way ahead of the offense. And so, but can the offense just every day go out and compete with the Patriots defense and not back down and show some toughness and get better through the process of just practicing against a unit that is better than you?
Well, that was the characteristic of Vrabel that people caught on to the quickest when he was hired. People were willing to forgive, things might have gone sideways in his time in Tennessee because he's a culture guy. Because he is an energy guy.
Oh, yeah.
He is an accountability guy. Yeah. So if you're not seeing that, then what are we missing from this? But yeah, to your point, that is a huge, huge factor in everything that happens this offseason.
I'll also mix in real quick before I go to the phone lines, just leadership. Starting to see leadership develop. Drake May, what's sort of the air of him, what the defensive leadership looked like. You know, Milton Williams, Robert Spillane, some of those guys, how you know, you can kind of start to get a feel for the guys that are the centerpieces around which other guys are kind of rotating.
You can see leaders.
Yeah, you can.
You know, when Belichick brought in my man from Baltimore, it's blanking on him, the outside linebacker that was traded.
Judon.
Thank you, Matthew Judon.
I was going to say Adelis Thomas. Yeah.
So when Matt Judon was brought here and you watched him in practice, I was like, oh, he's a leader.
Yeah.
I mean, he never shuts the F up.
Right.
And he's encouraging guys and he's talking. I was like, there you go.
My guess is you'll say that about Robert Spillane from everything I've heard.
I think so.
I think you're going to see that.
Let me ask that question real quick. Other than Drake May, who do you want to see as a leader on the offense?
Will Campbell.
Okay.
Absolutely. We already know Morgan Moses is going to be a leader for however long he's here and for however long he's on the field.
Right. Yep.
And then I think you're going to see Hunter Henry. Like, I just feel like he's a leader, whether he's a captain or not a captain. I think you're going to see some What was that, Ted? Whoa. What's that mean? You hold that. We got to go to break. But when we come back, we will find out why, when I bring up Hunter Henry's leadership, Ted Johnson gives you wah-wah-wah up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
We're putting plays in today that I don't have much experience doing, but I know that they're good for our team, and I know these guys have a lot of experience doing those things where they've been too. So, you know, that process, usually you have some change or some turnover or something on your staff where somebody's getting acclimated. Just so happens this year we're a first-year staff together, and I think we're all just grinding away trying to make sure that we're ready each day. I think they've done a tremendous job with their position groups, and I've really enjoyed the process. I love the human beings that we get to work with on a day-to-day basis on our offensive staff, and I have a lot of confidence in what we're going to be able to try to do.
Josh McDaniels talking this week at OTAs about the honeymoon period for he and his coaching staff. A lot of cooks in the kitchen, but he's trying the different styles of meals that are being presented to him, right?
What do you think of the profile of the offensive coaching staff? So you have Josh McDaniels, the tight ends passing game coordinator, Thomas Brown, who is from the McVay tree.
Like it.
Doug Marrone, offensive line, who's from the, I don't know, what tree. What tree he would come from, but
he's built like
former head coach for a long time. And then, Todd Dowling. Was offensive coordinator at different places.
And he's got a Vrabel tie-in.
And then Ashton Grant, who's a quarterback's coach, who comes from the Stefanski system, West Coast Cleveland offense. Look, the thing I like is that the buck stops with Josh.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like maybe the problems you have with the Red Sox where, okay, is it the pitching coach who has the power, or is it Alex Cora, or is it the hitting coach? Like, it's Josh has the final say, but he's going to be taking these different elements from these other guys that I think he'll know how to game plan and prepare in a way that you can be executed with some efficiency.
But we'll find out if he's fully invested in them. It's easy for him on June 5th, 4th, whatever, to say, we're putting in plays that I don't have a lot of history with, familiarity with, but I know they're going to be good for the team. What if they're not? What if you get to mid-September and you're running whatever plays that Thomas Brown loves that he brought to the equation and we worked on him all summer and it's fail? Because we're going to question who? We're not going to question Thomas Brown. We're going to say, ooh, McDaniel's offense is off to a slow start, and Josh hears that and goes, sort of my offense. I integrated a bunch of their ideas and they're not working.
Oh, you think Josh McDaniels is going to go, these guys are telling me what to do. I'm just doing what they are.
Well, isn't that kind of the main role when you get to September to vet through this isn't going to work versus, I've had success with this.
Yes. But it's different if it's his. If it's his and it's not working, he says, I know this works. We need to execute it better. If it's Thomas Brown's and it's not working, he goes, I gave you a shot. We've tried it for 3 weeks. It's not working. You're out.
The example you're giving, by mid-September, Josh is going to know by the middle of August what works, what doesn't work. And so I can't imagine middle of September, you have this offense that is like, isn't know what it is, doesn't know how to, what's the identification of this offense? You find that out in training camp before you even get to week one of the season.
I hope so. But it's all good now. I do think it's good that they are getting varied ideas from varied systems. You say Stefanski, McVay. I think that's good. We both talked about it yesterday, that the McVay system certainly has some things you'd probably like to bring to Drake May.
Yeah, that's my favorite offense. And if I was a head coach, that was the system I would run.
So if that is being implemented in Josh's, you know, retooled, new look, whatever this scheme is going to be, I think that's a good thing. But we need to pay off the tees. So I said Hunter Henry as potentially part of the offensive leadership.
Absolutely.
And Ted Johnson went, what does that mean, Ted Johnson?
You know what it means? He's just, no offense to Hunter Henry, he's been here for 5 years. He made the cut. He didn't get cut.
He didn't get cut. He's a former captain.
Because he's a productive player. But you know what? Can we get some young guys? Let's go. We need some new blood. So the Hunter Henry is saying, okay, Hunter is just, he's a good player and he's a solid teammate, but he's not a vocal leader. He's not going to be a leader. So look, is it crazy to say, who would you say was the leader of the Philadelphia Eagles? The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles.
Seemed that Saquon Barkley injected himself right into the mix in year number one.
The Patriots got a second round draft pick, the running back.
You want Trevion Henderson to be the leader of the offense?
I want young players to step up and to start leading. Yes.
You get any options at wide receiver?
Efton Chisholm. Let's go, captain.
Obviously
Chisholm.
Kyle Williams. You know what?
Ooh, Kyle Williams a good one.
Okay, so it needs some young leaders. Wait, so that's why I snickered. When you said Hunter Henry.
Is he telling me they need young leaders?
It's not baseball. It's not the same thing, buddy.
Because I was told that Meyer and Campbell and Anthony can't lead at Fenway Park.
Not even close.
But somehow Chisholm and Henderson and Williams and company are going to lead in Foxborough.
There's nuance to the different sports. Yes.
Seems football like guys are built different.
Different stiz.
Seems like an odd way to get out of this conversation. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll take your phone calls. We're also going to play a little game I like to call More Likely. I'm going to throw some scenarios at Ted Johnson and Dan Ball, and they're going to tell me which extreme, which polar end of the equation is more likely to happen. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons, and stick around, 4:30, Mike Giardi.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.